Title: Ghost Notes for Rolling Drum Patterns, Ableton Live Intermediate. Hey, welcome. Today we're diving into ghost notes for rolling drum patterns, specifically geared toward drum and bass, jungle, and darker rolling bass tracks in Ableton Live. This is an intermediate lesson, so expect hands-on steps, concrete settings, device chains, and arrangement ideas you can plug into your session right away. I'll walk you through programming, timing, routing, and processing so your rolls feel alive without fighting your main kick and snare. Lesson overview. Ghost notes are low volume, short, often off-grid hits that sit between your main drums. Indeed and B, they're what give rolls swing, momentum, and micro-complexity without stealing the spotlight. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to program ghost hats, ghost snares, and toms with the right timing and velocity. Use Ableton tools like Drum Rack, Groove Pool, MIDI Effects, EQ8, Saturator, Drum Bus, and Glue. Route and process ghost layers separately from mains, and arrange variations so your track breathes and hits harder where it needs to. What you'll build: you'll make a 16-bar rolling drum loop with a tight kick and punchy snare, rolling ghost snare and hi-hat layers using 16th, 32nd, and triplet subdivisions, a split drum rack with dedicated ghost processing, and a group processing chain for parallel compression and glue. You'll finish with at least two variations, a softer groove and a heavy roll fill ready for arrangement. Step-by-step walkthrough. Prep and basic rack. Start by creating a MIDI track and load a drum rack. Name it drums, rolls, fill pads like this. Kick on C1, snare on D1, main hats and percussion across the higher pads, and dedicated ghost pads at like E1 for a ghost snare and G1 for ghost hats. Use simpler or sampler for pads if you want pitch control and filtering. Tip: choose ghost samples that are brighter and thinner, with smaller attacks or a bit of high-pass filtering so they don't compete with the body of your main hits. Build the backbone. Set your project tempo in the 170 to 180 BPM range. 174 is a great sweet spot. Create a 1-bar MIDI clip and duplicate it to 16 bars. Program a rolling backbone. Kick on beat 1 and the end of 2 for that classic roll motion, and snare on beat 2 and 4, or snare on 2 only for a darker feel. Keep main hit velocities high, kicks around 120 and snares around 125 are good targets. Add hats and basic ghosting. Open your MIDI editor and switch to a 1/16 grid for basic hats. Make a 16th closed hat pattern with main hat velocities around 90 to 110. Then add ghost hat hits between main hats using 16th or 32nd subdivisions. Ghost velocities live low, think 25 to 60. Ghost snares should also be soft, around 30 to 55, while main snares remain above 100. If ghost hits creep up too loud, clamp them with a velocity MIDI device to keep them under 60. Humanize timing and microshift. Open the groove pool and drag in a groove like 16/8 swing, or extract a groove from a break to grab natural feel. For the groove controls, set timing between 50 and 80% for swing, random around 5 to 20% for micro timing variation, and velocity between 20 and 40% to soften dynamics. If you prefer manual control, nudge ghost notes by a few milliseconds, pushing hi-hats slightly behind the beat by 3 to 8 milliseconds gives a laid-back swing, while nudging certain ghost snares a couple of milliseconds ahead creates a subtle push. Layer rolls and triplets. For fast rolls, switch your grid to 1/32 or 1/16 triplet. Draw short 32nd notes on a ghost snare pad. Keep those hits very short, lengths of around 10 to 30 milliseconds, or use a note length device set to 20 to 40%. Velocities for rolls should be low, 20 to 45. For jungle-style fills, use 1/16 triplet patterns placed to lead into a downbeat. Those last bar triplets before a bar boundary are great for building tension. Practical workflow: duplicate the main clip, make your fill on the duplicate, and drop that duplicate in when you want it. MIDI devices and helpful tools. Use a MIDI note length device before the drum rack to automatically tighten ghost note lengths. 25 to 40% is a good range. Use a velocity device to clamp and compress ghost dynamics. Set out high to 60 and out low to 25 if you want a consistent quiet range. For automated rolls, try an arpeggiator set to 1/32 or 1/16 triplet with a few steps and only apply it to ghost chains. MIDI delay or groove randomization can add useful timing variation across ghost hits. Processing chains for ghosts versus mains. In your drum rack, create two groups of chains, or think of chains by roll, main and ghost. On the ghost chain, put an EQ8 with a high pass around 200 to 400 Hz to remove low clash, then a light saturator with 1 to 3 dB of drive in a soft or analog clip mode. Follow that with light compression ratio 2:1, attack between 3 and 6 ms, release around 50 to 120 ms to glue the body. Send ghosts to a short reverb return with decay 0.3 to 0.8 seconds and to a short delay return at 1/32 to 1/16. Finally, reduce the ghost chain's gain by about 6 to 12 dB relative to the main chain. On the main chain, carve space with EQ8 for snare body around 200 to 800 Hz. Add drum bus for weight drive between 6 and 12% and a tiny crush, and then run group compression or glue on the bus. Route ghost reverb to a return and automate the send amount to make ghost notes appear or retreat across the arrangement. Parallel compression for weight without killing dynamics. Create a duplicate of your drum rack track or send drums to a heavy parallel return. On that duplicate, put drum bus or a glue compressor with aggressive settings. Drum bus drive between 8 and 18%, transients tweaked slightly negative, if you want boom, or glue set to a 6:1 ratio with 2 to 6 ms attack and a 100 to 300 ms release. Bring this compressed signal up under the dry drums at about 10 to 35% wet to add weight, while keeping the microdynamics of your ghost notes intact. Arrangement ideas and automation. Use ghosts more in verses and pull them back in drops. Automate a utility macro on your ghost chain to quickly bury or bring up the texture. Automate reverb sends to grow ghost depth before fills. Create sparse, medium, and dense lanes for drums and crossfade between them for musical density changes. A useful trick: cut ghosts entirely for one bar right before a drop. That silence makes the return heavier. Common mistakes to avoid. If ghost velocities climb above around 60, they'll fight the main snare. Use velocity clamps. Always high-pass ghosts to avoid low-end mud. Don't over-quantize ghosts. Add small timing randomness so they don't sound robotic. Keep reverbs short and use sends rather than slathering each hit with reverb. And be mindful of CPU freeze and flatten when you've committed to a roll, so you can do aggressive audio processing without maxing out your machine. Pro tips for darker, heavier DNB. Duplicate a ghost snare. Pitch it down 3 to 7 semitones, and bring it in very quietly around minus 15 to minus 20 dB for subtle darkness. Use a distortion return with saturator and EQ to blend in grit. Add short resonant boosts around 2 to 5 kHz to make ghost transients metallic. For low character, trigger a short filtered sign under some ghost snares and sidechain it to the kick. Slight pitch modulation of a few cents across ghost layers can add instability that suits darker vibes. And if you want ghost hits to duck when a main snare hits, lightly sidechain the ghost chain to the snare with a fast attack and release. Extra coach notes and sound design wins. Think of chains by roll, call them rhythm texture, transient spark, sub rumble, so processing choices become obvious. Use drum rack chain velocity zones so chains trigger only under certain velocities. Set one chain to respond only to velocities 0 to 60 and another for 61 to 127. Freeze and flatten a duplicate when you want to warp, nudge, or run beat repeat without losing your MIDI. Map a macro to the ghost utility gain so you have immediate performance control. Practice exercise, 15 to 30 minutes. Pick tempo 174 BPM and create a drum rack with kick, main snare, hat, ghost snare, and ghost hat. Program kick on bar 1 and the end of 2, snare on 2 and 4, and duplicate to 16 bars. Add closed hats on every 8th at velocity 95. Switch to 1/32 and add ghost hats with velocity 30 to 45. Create a ghost snare triplet roll on the last beat of bar 4 using a 1/16 triplet grid. Make roll velocities 25 to 50 and shorten note lengths with a note length device set to 25%. High pass the ghost chain at about 300 Hz, as saturator drive of about 2, and send 10 to 15% to a short reverb. Drop a groove like swing 16-8 on the clip, set timing to 60%, random to 8%, and velocity to 30%. Duplicate and make a dense variation by adding 32 Indides and more reverb. Then tweak ghost velocities until the main snare always feels dominant. Homework challenge: create a 16 to 24 bar rolling drum section using only kick, main snare, and 3 ghost chains, a click, a noisy texture, and a low thud. Route each ghost chain separately with distinct processing. Include 1 triplet ghost fill and 1 30-second roll. Use drum rack chain velocity zones so ghosts trigger only at velocities of 60 or less. Include a 2-bar silence of ghost content before a drop, and automate the ghost utility macro to bring the texture back over 1.5 bars. Bounce one filled roll to audio and process it with beat repeat plus EQ for an alternate fill. Export a 30 to 45 second drum only stem and note two techniques you used, and I'll give targeted feedback. Recap: ghost notes are short, quiet, and strategically timed hits that add groove and motion. Separate main and ghost chains in your drum rack and apply HPF, subtle saturation, short reverb, and velocity clamping to ghosts. Keep ghosts at velocities between roughly 20 and 60 and mains above 100. Humanize timing with groove pool or small manual nudges. For a darker D&B, layer pitch down ghosts, distortion returns, parallel compression, and side chaining. Practice building a 16-bar loop with triplet and 30-second ghost rolls, and experiment with automation for arrangement dynamics. If you want, I can send an example Ableton Live set with the drum rack and MIDI clips used here, or walk through slicing a specific break like the Amen and show how to extract and ghost it for jungle rolls. Which would you prefer?